why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Easy. Easy like Sunday morning on a hump day morning. Those were the Commodores on your radio, friend. It's 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. Glenn Klein on your radio or your device, as the case may be. And beautiful humans, have you heard what other phone or what other small businesses are saying about Spectrum, business, internet, and phone? Tom Salone with Core4 Fitness said, Spectrum Business gives us the fastest internet service, but also at the best price. And Laura Partridge at CC Media said, with Spectrum Business, we have the most reliable service at the lowest cost. That's why your business needs Spectrum Business. You'll get 60 meg internet, and that's up to 10 times faster than AT&T Business Edition Internet Elite for only $39.99 a month, and Reliable Business Phone for only $29.99 a month per line, with free unlimited long distance and over 30 free business calling features. Plus, with Spectrum Business, there are no contracts and no hidden phone fees or taxes. So isn't it time your business made the switch to Spectrum Business? Call 855-327-8001. Do it today and switch to Spectrum Business. That's 855-327-8001. Call now. Keep your radio or your device on, por favor. Little Spanish for you on National Hispanic Heritage Month on WRJN. Coming up after the top of the hour, or the bottom of the hour, I should say, we'll have the great Tom Carco's news update. What a great job and contribution TK made to the forum that we had in the first hour between Representative Corey Mason and his libertarian challenger George Myers from the mighty 66th District. No Republican running in the 66th. It's a major Democrat stronghold, and good for George Myers chiming in, not only this morning, but for a candidacy, and a really good discussion. Very different opinions, obviously, on the role of government, on the practical side of solutions for our state, and really good stuff. It'll be on the website on WRJN.com later on this afternoon if you did not hear it or want to listen to it again. It was not boring. Also, surprisingly, last night, the vice presidential debate in Virginia was not boring. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat vice presidential nominee, and Governor Mike Pence of Indiana, the Republican nominee for vice president, got after each other pretty good. It dragged on a little bit. But Mike Pence did well for himself, the Republican. It is very hard when you are the running mate of Donald J. Trump and having to defend his statements, his behavior, his actions, his demeanor, his temperament, his mental state. But Pence did not take the bait from Kaine. And let me tell you something. The Donald could learn a lesson from the Hoosiers governor. He was very moderate, controlled, even serene. And it's really difficult when they have a lot of these vice presidential debates. They're sitting down. Remember in 2012 when Joe Biden sat down with Paul Ryan, who was running as Mitt Romney's vice president. It's if you're standing at a podium and you're, you know, like 15 feet away versus 2 feet away from each other, it's very difficult to be in your face like that at such close range as opposed to being at a podium. And plus, you're right across the table from the moderator. And she did not have control. I don't know what you do about it. Back in the day, these guys did not interrupt each other. they let them finish their statements. And I don't even think that they really were allowed to interrupt each other. But then this guy came into the political spectrum named Donald J. Trump. And with his bromides and his criticisms and his personal attacks, and everything changed. Tim Kaine interrupted Mike Pence 70 times last night, Pence 40 in the debate. And Kaine, he was so programmed. It was so staged, his lines. Oh, it was just, it was cringeworthy. It really was. And Mike Pence called him out on it. Mike Pence stood calmly or sat calmly in the face of very legit. What Kaine was doing was just primarily repeating a lot of Trump's famous or infamous lines during the course of the campaign. And of course, he stretched the truth many, many times, did Senator Kaine. But so did Mike Pence, because Mike Pence kept saying that Donald Trump had not said the things that Kaine was saying that Trump said, and he says them, and worse. So the campaign is settling in. We're seeing the bounce that Hillary got from the first debate trouncing of Trump. And Grandma Hill is sitting pretty. Unless something happens between now and November 8th, we're going to have President Grandma Hillary Clinton. And my boy Gary Johnson, I mean, he was on he's got to stay off MSNBC. He was on with Andrea Mitchell, saying that his position on not knowing pretty much anything about foreign policy is the kind of foreign policy you want. Now, I know what he meant by if the foreign policy experts have gotten us into the mess that we've gotten into, then maybe having somebody a little bit more ignorant of foreign policy in there would be a better alternative. That was not good. And Bill Weld, the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarians, he's in a tough position because he is. There's a lot of pressure on him to endorse Hillary, just to step down and be done with Gary. Doesn't look like he's going to do that, but I think that it's pretty obvious in Weld's comments that he's going to be focusing more of his attacks on Donald J. Trump, that he's much more comfortable with Grandma Hill in there than he is with the Donald. So Gary's not going to get to that 15%, unfortunately. He's such a good guy, and he was a very successful governor in New Mexico, two-term Republican governor. The man vetoed 750 bills as governor, and not one of them was overridden by the New Mexico state legislature. That's huge. He's very popular. He's polling very close to Clinton and Trump in New Mexico right now. If something amazing happened and Johnson was able to win those five electoral votes in New Mexico, that could swing the election to either Trump, if he somehow comes back in places like North Carolina and Virginia, that he was statistically tied with Hillary before the first debate and now is well behind Hillary in those two states. But if something was able to happen, those five electoral votes could be the difference between either being thrown into the House of Representatives, where then the House would vote on the top three vote-getters. That would be interesting. That's happened before in our history. That's how John Quincy Adams became president. Or it could throw the election to Donald J. Trump. One of the things that George Myers brought up in the forum that we had with Corey Mason is basically personal responsibility needs to be at the forefront of government policies or the lack thereof. There is no doubt that the nanny state that has developed over these many decades now, starting, of course, with Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his Great Society programs, his New Deal programs, and the Great Society with Lyndon Johnson and his War on Poverty, it has created a generation of dependents. Because, I mean, there's a certain segment of the population that if they don't have to work, they won't, even if they're living in abject poverty. The government policies should be encouraging people individual responsibility and education. And our policies do not. And it ain't working. The vast majority of people think the country's going in the wrong direction. This is the change election. It is very difficult for an incumbent party to win the presidency three election cycles in a row. George H.W. Bush was able to do it because Ronald Reagan was so popular in 1988. And even George H.W. Bush said that. But John McCain could not extend the Republican reign in the White House, lost to Barack Obama. But now Obama, and the reason that Obama is so popular right now is not because the country is happy, it's just because he looks so much better than Grandma Hillary and Donald J. Trump. And of course, there is Bill Clinton out there absolutely trying to sabotage his wife's campaign, calling Obamacare the craziest thing in the world. That's what William Jefferson Clinton, he told the truth. Oops. That might be like the last thing that is a surrogate of your wife who's running for president of the United States of America that you'd want to do. To call the signature legislation by the sitting Democrat president the craziest thing that you've ever seen in the world. You got to love the big dog. It's 10:30 on Wednesday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst all rolled up into one nice, neat little package for life. Glenn Klein reminding you that the great Tom Carco is standing by with this hour's WRJN News Block in 60 seconds.
Hey, hon. Tractor Supply has their lowest prices of the season going on. Need anything?
Like.